Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Danny, forgive me for not knowing. How much did you guys talk about Alex Ovechkin's future last week? Because I feel like toward the end of the week, there were two or three different stories that came out about it.
So we did the initial email, then the retraction from Caps PR. We did that. Kind of, what do you make of it?
Which, that was a marketing email.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ticketing person, really, but like some kind of marketing department email about the fact that, hey, it's going to be his final year. Take advantage of the opportunity to celebrate Ovi.
Right. Or buy a suite or get a package or whatever. Yeah, it was from a
Caps person.
Right. From internal. And so then the Caps PR.
What's your perception on that? Did somebody assume, like the rest of us, that it's his final year, which is pretty reckless? Or do they have some intel that we don't have?
What I thought was they had some intel.
Yeah, me too.
So I think, this is not... I tried to differentiate a bunch of times. This is not a then Redskins type scandal where someone did something awful or an embarrassing thing is happening and they're trying to control the narrative. I think this is all out of a very good place. You're trying to be reverential to the legend. You're trying to make sure he gets his thunder. However he wants to announce it, if there is an announcement, we need to let him do that. So we did it, reacted to it. Then Credit Rush Machine Never Breaks, who credited somebody else in translating a post that Ovechkin's wife did on Friday, that came out on Friday, where she's basically like, yeah, that's our plan, is to move back to Russia. This is the last year. And I went, okay, so remember the smoke the other day? There's a lot more of it.
Yeah, how much smoke do we need?
Right. It's very smoky.
It looks like the Pope's about to walk out from Chicago, and everyone's going to be excited that he's a White Sox fan. That's kind of where we're at now with all the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what is the mystery here? Am I the one that's crazy? Haven't we known all along this is the end of the road for Alex Ovechkin? What am I missing? He signed a 5-year deal. This will be the fifth year of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
He is in his 40s. It's a $9.5 million per year deal that's worth about $47.5 million. Now, is it possible that Alex Ovechkin could, at 41 years old, go to the team and say, I still got it. Stella got her groove back. I want to keep playing hockey. I want you guys to pay me and keep me around because otherwise I got to have to find another place in the NHL. I guess that's possible and maybe that's the point, but I feel like this has kind of been the expectation all along. He's playing out this contract, assuming he breaks the record. He's already done that.
Done.
Everything he does this year is just piling on top of that. He'll get over 900 goals as we move forward now. He'll be Mr. 900 in the NHL. And this is it. And so the marketing thing, while maybe early, the wife's comments, which have been walked back as well. Like, we've had two of these. Ta-da! Never mind. Ta-da! Yeah. Never mind. I think it all points to the same thing, which is, I would be shocked if this is not Alex Ovechkin's final season. And we'll know about it well in advance. Because the Caps do a lot of things well.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is celebrations and pageantry and honoring important people organizationally. Look at how they just did the 50th year of Capitals hockey, rolling out the proverbial, and at times literal, red carpet. They are going to want to honor and celebrate him. And look no further than the chase down of Wayne Gretzky. Other teams are going to want to take part in this and honor Ovechkin as well. So you don't really even probably have the choice. Even if he wanted to play this thing under the radar, don't you think? You've got to come out and let people know in advance, like Mariano Rivera did, where he's getting the rocking chair of broken bats from the Minnesota Twins, like Cal Ripken Jr. did, where he's going city to city, barnstorming for the final time and, you know, hitting a home run in every ballpark one last time. Ovechkin is that type of player. The league is going to want it celebrated that way. So I think we'll know well in advance. This will definitely be his final season. I don't know if I'm missing something, but I don't know where the intrigue comes from with this possibility that maybe it won't be.
Yeah, the intrigue, I guess, I'm trying to think of the answer. Because to me, it's always kind of made sense. Like, 1 + 1 = 2 here. I'm holding up a sign that says 2, and everyone's like, yes, but what about 3? Or maybe 4?
Exactly.
Like, there's always been this.
Is it how good he was this year? That's got to be it.
Part of it?
Wait, maybe this guy's not done. And maybe he's got more to offer.
Yeah, and maybe he's hinted at maybe wanting to do it longer in conversation. I have no idea. But to me, the only stuff I've ever seen has been, when I'm done, one day I'll go back and play for Dynamo, the team I came up with in Moscow, and I'm an advisor for them, and that's kind of the way to tie my career in a bow. And that's where I'm from. That's my homeland. So I'll eventually go back there and do that. And the contract ends when he's 40 years old. The record is in the rearview mirror. Like, every box has been checked. So, but maybe there was thought, maybe there was intrigue that it may or may not be official.
If they get to like an Eastern Conference final and he scores 41 goals, I guess the point is, are we sure they don't both still help each other a lot? Part of why they're so good is his goal scoring. He still wants to win a second cup, and there's as good a chance here as anywhere if they're very solid again next year. I'm just trying to talk myself
into
what
people are
thinking.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, you know, I think what's ultimately happened here is they want to be correctly, and everybody should. Not many players get the privilege of saying, this is when I'm walking away. Usually, like happened to me, is the game says, we don't want you. You're not welcome. Find something else to do. It's very rare that you get someone who achieves this legendary status where he has absolutely earned the right to make this announcement or not as he sees fit. If he wants to play 82 games and then go through the playoffs, let's say they get eliminated in the conference finals, and go, okay, that was it. If he wants to do it that way, he's allowed to. But now too much has leaked or come out where that thunder has been taken. So it almost forces him to say something, or them to have it, to kind of make something formal out of it. And that's the only part I feel bad about, is that it kind of forced someone's hands. But it seems pretty obvious what's going on here.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.